Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Klopp versus Mourinho, different ways to win, by Trevor Downey. Where do you stand on crest pointing and badge kissing? I only ask because of the mixture of amusement and irritation I felt watching Jose Mourinho leaving the Old Trafford pitch yesterday. The professionally sullen gilet fancier was pulling one of those teenage girl Instagram selfie faces, whilst pointing very exactly with his right index finger to the Aeon logo beneath the Manchester United badge. It was, at best, an unintentionally hilarious comment on the rampant commercialisation of the modern game, and at worst, a tacit admission of the Manx having sold their soul to the devil at some dusty crossroads, marked only by the incongruous presence of a looming insurance company building. Probably the only real way to assess the acceptability of this type of behaviour is to ask one simple question. How earnest is it? The true answer will probably be in direct proportion to the amount of time and the amount of genuine affection the pointer or kisser has for the crest that they're worrying. When Gary Neville clawed at the Manx badge on his shirt after a late win at Anfield, it was galling for LFC fans, but acceptable under the above criterion. To see the sour Portuguese currying favour in that way is harder to stomach. On a day when Jurgen Klopp was forced to answer questions about the appropriateness of his players' overt expression of joy at going back to third in the table, the media, led by sycophantic cheerleaders like Martin Makeda Tyler and the comically obsequious Duncan Castles, seemed to think that Mourinho's display of self-serving tribute was just fine. This, despite the fact that in his brief few months at the club, the tantrum specialist has criticised his own players, his own fans, and anyone else that has dared to question the perfection of his approach to management. At any rate, having finally dispensed with the much-vaunted stat about how Liverpool had never managed to defeat a Tony Pulis side away from Anfield, Jurgen Klopp was understandably gleeful. The aforementioned Neville was apparently giggling to himself at the frankness of the German's post-match interview on Sky. With his disarming emotional openness, Klopp, despite a shared fondness for padded gilets, is almost the antithesis of his United counterpart. And yet, he is quite capable of sneaking in a hidden barb. He was definitely enjoying this win a little more due to the fact that it was Pulis who'd been defeated. The Welshman had said that it would probably be a set-piece battle between two tall teams, and Klopp revelled in pointing out that his side had tried to keep the ball on the deck and still won with a set piece. It was, he said, a perfect result. As to the charge of over-celebrating, the manager was quick to defend his charges. I don't think we did crazy things, but yes, we're very happy, he beamed. They were only 3 points today. We had 63 before we came here, now 66. And that's a wonderful number for the next 6 or 7 days. And then we want to have 69. I really thought that the boys were in a really difficult game, in not the easiest situation, but they did really well. He wasn't finished extending the protective arm there, however. After a universal pasting from Liverpool fans for his comparatively headless and utterly true-to-form cameo on Sunday, Alberto Moreno will have been justifiably red-eared as he travelled back to Liverpool. Following a nifty bit of pressing and a driving run, the Spaniard elected to ignore better-placed teammates who were onside on his right and shoot into a net Ben Foster had abandoned. He missed. It was possibly the most Moreno moment ever. Klopp was having none of the criticism. I told him after the game, I know everyone thinks you can play in Daniel Sturridge, but actually he would have been offside. Maybe there was another option that I didn't see, I'd have to watch it again, but it's completely normal in a situation like this. You think you have to do this. He had a difficult few weeks, but last week was really good, and he deserved a few minutes. It was only a few minutes, but that's good. He's a good boy, really. I would have been happy for him, actually, if he'd scored this goal. But there was excitement until the end, which is pretty much always the way it is when we're involved. It is now a feature of most interviews with the Reds gaffer to hear him speak about how everything at Liverpool is done the hard way, with the maximum theatricality. I think I can safely say I speak for most Liverpool fans when I say I'd be perfectly content to eschew the excitement for a couple of seasons in favour of a few years of cripplingly boring league victories and perfunctory cup wins. But Klopp seems to be partially traumatised by the absurd amount of drama that has seemed to reside permanently around Anfield and environs during his brief tenure. It's like a kind of Stockholm syndrome has gripped the poor chap. For his sake, as much as anyone's, we can only hope that the resilience of the last two results is indicative of a comparatively calm few weeks to the end of the season. With Jordan Henderson and Adam Lallana close to returns, and the likes of Emre Can getting better as the season progresses, there are grounds for hope. However, as Klopp will inevitably tell you, there can be nothing taken for granted where Liverpool are concerned. For now, he and his players are, as he would have it, on a good way. The fans of the Red Men everywhere hope that way leads to the Champions League, a raft of new superstars, and an absurd amount of gratuitous crest-pointing. Regular listeners will know that there's been quite a bit going on for me lately, so that unfortunately I missed the Liverpool game live yesterday. And it was just my treat that the only match I caught live, of course, was the United match which followed it, which meant that I was buoyed up by the result that we'd had, of course, but I didn't get to enjoy it live. And so you're a little bit detached then when you sit down to watch the Manx play, and it was beyond irritating to watch, I'll be honest. I haven't seen Chelsea all season be that bad since maybe they were that bad against us way back when. In fact, this was worse. This display was far worse. It was just inept, and despite all the talent they had on the pitch, they couldn't translate it into anything. And I've seen Man United sporting friends of mine saying, well, you know, that's because Jose set out his stall to stifle them and we hit them on the break, and why can't you just, you know, don't be so small-minded and just see a great result for what it is. I don't deny that it's a fantastic win. It's absolutely fantastic, granted. But it didn't help that Chelsea were so awful as well. That made it just harder to take. And then to see the crowing of that guy at the end. But this crest-pointing thing with this duck face as he was walking off the pitch, that's hard to take. And I struggled with that. And then the post-match interviews were, he was asked a very simple question about, you know, how do you think your tactics went? And, you know, possibly it was a leading question, but he didn't miss the opportunity anyway. And he went on to say about how his tactics the last day were just as good, and if it hadn't been for the referee doing them down, they'd have beaten Chelsea as well. So that's one level of how to win. Another way you can win is to make your point, but maybe not be so overtly dickish about it. And that's at least what our guy does. It's not a my manager's better than your manager thing, although he is. It's just a dignity thing, or it's just a level of pretending to have a certain amount of decency in your interactions. Everyone can tell that Klopp and Pulis detest each other, but there was no need for that level of sort of antipathy to be shown or expressed. And it wasn't by either of them, to be fair. And it was lovely to see Klopp so thrilled with the win. It was even more lovely that it was a set piece. That just tickled me no end. So we have a few more to go. United's unexpected win yesterday leaves us a little tenser than we'd like going into those. I think if they'd been beaten yesterday after the Arsenal result, there'd be a lot more confidence. That confidence now must take a backseat. And I don't think that's any harm, quite frankly. Keep our guys on their toes. Maybe minimise the introductions of Moreno. And let's see how we go between now and the end of the season. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter @AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.